This is the Tao of Christ, and I am Marshall Davis. In this podcast, I explore the mystical roots of Christianity, which Jesus called the Kingdom of God, which I refer to as Christian non-duality, unitive awareness, or union with God. Others call it non-dual awareness, liberation, enlightenment, or spiritual awakening. It is the heart of all spiritual traditions. This is the Tao of Christ. Good afternoon. This is Marshall Davis. It has been a few weeks now since I have last posted an episode. I've been using this time to edit and to proofread manuscripts of the series of talks that I did recently on the Sermon on the Mount and collect them into a new book. It's now available on Amazon under the title The Sermon on the Mount, A Non-Dual Interpretation. So if you're interested, you can find it there. Recently, I've been thinking about Jesus and his relationship to Christianity. And I happened to come across a quote. I think it was on Facebook. I don't really remember exactly, but that's about the only social media type thing I do. So it was probably there. And it said that Jesus was not a Christian. Here's the whole statement. Buddha was not a Buddhist. Jesus was not a Christian. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were teachers who taught love. Love was their religion. The quotation is from some unknown source, and it had symbols of all the different, not all the different, but a lot of the different religions of the world on the border. And it seemed to suggest that all religions are basically the same and they teach the same thing. And especially that all religious teachers, founders of religions, teach the same thing. Now, I appreciate the ecumenical spirit that wants to encourage tolerance and acceptance of all religious traditions. But tolerance should be based on fact and not wishful thinking. It's sloppy thinking to lump Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad together and say that they're all teachers of love and that their religion is love. Now, there is an element of truth in that statement, but it's too simplistic and it can lead to misunderstanding. Love was not the central message of these three teachers. Now, it's true that Jesus taught that the law and the prophets could be summed up in the two great commands, to love God and to love our neighbor. But Jesus' central teaching was the kingdom of God. Likewise, Buddha taught compassion, which is similar to love, but his central teaching was awakening. Buddha means awakened one, and he taught how to wake up. Now, Muhammad is a very different character in history than Jesus or Buddha, so it's strange to see him lumped here with these two as a teacher of love. Now, I'm not Islamophobic. I appreciate Muslims and Islam, especially the mystical strain of Islam. But the truth is, Muhammad was a militant who spread Islam by the sword. I saw his sword on display in Istanbul. That's not the style of Jesus or of Buddha, both of which taught nonviolence. Now, it's true, Muhammad did teach mercy, and he did teach tolerance for people of the book, meaning Jews and Christians. But it was limited. It's not what we would call religious freedom today. And his central message was not love, it was submission to God. That's what Islam means, submission. Muslim is one who submits. Muhammad certainly understood himself as one who submitted to God. So actually, I think Muhammad would have understood himself as a Muslim. So this meme, Buddha was not a Buddhist, Jesus was not a Christian, Muhammad was not a Muslim, their teachers who taught love, love was their religion, is incomplete at best and misleading at worst. Then again, I'm not a Muslim or a Buddhist scholar, so maybe I've got this wrong. I have studied both religions, but I'm not an expert on them. So I can't definitively say that Muhammad was not a Muslim and the Buddha was not a Buddhist. But I do agree that Jesus was not a Christian. And that's what I want to focus on today. Jesus was not a Christian. Now that is very important for people, especially Christians, to realize. Christians tend to assume that our religion is based on the words and on the life and example of Christ because the religion is named after Christ. The truth is, Christianity was not founded by Jesus, and Christians do not follow the teachings of Jesus. Christianity is not even based on the teachings of the 12 disciples. It originated with men like Paul and James, who are not among the original 12 apostles. Christianity is formed in a religion that we know today by centuries of Christian leaders and thinkers, especially important with the so-called early church fathers, the anti-Nicene fathers. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian. I'm a Christian. But the teachings of Christianity are not the teachings of Christ. What does it mean to be a Christian today? Now, if you asked a Christian today, you would get a variety of answers. Probably the simplest answer you would receive is that a Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. If you asked an evangelical, they would probably add the dimension of having a personal relationship with Jesus or believing in Jesus as Lord and Savior. They might speak of the evangelical conversion experience, which they describe as being born again. They might talk about confession of sin, repentance, and accepting the atoning death of Jesus upon the cross as a sacrifice for sin. More progressive Christians might speak of love and modeling the example of Christ. I heard a Methodist friend of mine, a preacher friend, preach last Sunday, and he preached on the topic, God is love. And so that's the core of the Christian message. If you get into a larger conversation with most Christians about what it means to be a Christian, the conversation would probably turn around to what Christians believe. Christians agree, they tend to agree on a collection of ideas as contained in the historic creeds and confessions of faith, or professions of faith, or catechisms. The Apostles' Creed is commonly accepted, as is the Nicene Creed. Different denominations have their statements of faith or confessions of faith. Doctrine defines who's a Christian, who is not today. By the second century, doctrine was all important in defining a Christian and deciding who was a true Christian, who was a heretic. Irenaeus, for example, wrote his famous book Against Heresies in the year 180. And he was not the first to think like that, and he was not the last. By the 4th century, and certainly the 5th century, the church had already established what you could believe and what you couldn't believe, and it was banning books and called anybody who strayed outside of this orthodox teaching heretics. In the early 20th century, fundamentalism developed a set of doctrines that it considered to be essential for being a Christian. They called these the fundamentals. They were a set of pamphlets called the fundamentals, hence the term fundamentalists. These doctrines included the virgin birth of Jesus, the deity of Christ, who's understood as the only begotten Son of God, the inerrancy or the infallibility of Scripture in all matters, and Scripture was defined as the 66 books we call the Christian Bible. Part of fundamentalism was the literal interpretation of the Bible, including a literal six-day creation happening about 6,000 years ago. As far as the death of Jesus is concerned, it said there was a substitutionary atonement. And a lot of other doctrines, too. I think there are 90 pamphlets in the hall in this fundamentalist set. Today, many Christians would agree with a lot of those doctrinal essentials. So, was Jesus a Christian by this definition? Of course not. Those Christians were developed after Jesus' lifetime. Jesus did not have a personal saving relationship with himself. He did have an experience at his baptism, but it's not the type of conversion experience that Christians normally talk about. Christians don't think he had a need for that. They say he was sinless and therefore had no need for confession of sin and repentance and trusting in the saving death of Jesus, of himself. Now, did Jesus accept the Christian Bible, the 66 books that we call the Bible? Of course not. The 27 New Testament books were not even written yet. He did not even accept all of the 39 Old Testament books. Oh, and the Law and the Prophets were considered scripture during Jesus' lifetime. How about the specific doctrines? Well, Jesus never said anything about the virgin birth. He would have laughed at such an idea. As far as his divine nature was concerned, he probably would have agreed, but without all the theological distinctions that the creeds would make later on. He never said that he was the only Son of God, much less the only begotten Son of God. He said, in fact, that you and I are children of God. He did not say anything about his death being a substitutionary atonement, a propitiation for sins, or a sacrifice that provided a mechanism for a wrathful God to be able to forgive sinful humans. Jesus did not believe or teach such Christian doctrines, which means he was not a Christian doctrinally. He did not teach what we now call Christianity. His central message was the kingdom of God. And I've been talking about that message for the last 2.5 years in these messages that I've been posting, so there's no need to go into detail about those. But I will say that in brief, Jesus' gospel was the message that the kingdom of God, you could call it the divine realm or spiritual reality, is here now. He taught that the kingdom of God is within us, and all around us. His parables all are pointing to that divine reality. The way to realize this, he said, was to rethink, which is the literal meaning of the word repent. It means to have the mind transformed. That was the message of Jesus. Now, why does it matter whether we call Jesus a Christian or not? Well, it matters because Christians have been sold a bill of goods. They are under the impression that to follow Jesus means that they have to believe a whole set of doctrines. Doctrines that Jesus did not believe and never taught. Christians have been taught that they have to submit to church hierarchy and church authority and church tradition and church rules that Jesus never mentioned. Christians have been deceived into thinking that they believe the right things and go through the right rituals, then they have a reserved seat in heaven, which according to a lot of Christians is the whole point of Christianity. That's not the gospel of Christ. Jesus did not teach doctrines that had to be believed. His kingdom was not about ideas. He taught a kingdom to be realized. He did not proclaim himself as the only Son of God. He taught that we are sons of God and daughters of God. He taught that his true nature and our true nature is to be realized now. He said that God desires mercy and not sacrifice, quoting the Old Testament prophet, whether that sacrifice is in a temple or on a cross. He wants love, not orthodoxy. Jesus was not a Christian. Should we be Christians? Depends how you define Christian, especially these days when Christianity seems to have been taken over by a certain social agenda and political ideology. I define Christian as one who follows Jesus. It means to follow Jesus through dying to self and being reborn to our true nature as children of God. It means to follow him into the kingdom and in the way of the kingdom of God, which is non-dual divine reality. That's what a Christian is. And that's why I call myself a Christian. And that is it for today. Grace and peace to you. That is the Tao of Christ for today. Thank you for listening. You can access other episodes of this podcast at thetaoofchrist.com. You can also find these podcasts in video format at my YouTube channel at christiannonduality.net. My blog, Spiritual Reflections, can be found at marshalldavis.us. There you will also find a link to my books and my email address. Join me next time for another episode of The Tao of Christ.